A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Yevamos Ayin Hey, Yevamos 75A, pagination 149, about a third or a quarter of the way up from the bottom, at the end of the line, are the words Pitsua Daka, quoting from our Mishnah, which is where we will begin. Our Mishnah, which was on Yevamos Ayin Amad Aleph 70A, told us that a Ptsua Daka, a man with crushed testicles, is forbidden to marry a regular woman in the Jewish people. He is permitted to marry, for example, a Giyores, a convert to Judaism, but not someone who was born B'Kahal Hashem in the congregation of Hashem. Regarding a Kohen, our Mishnah was very detailed in telling us the different conditions and situations by which people will be able to eat Teruma as a result of the Kohen's Kuhuna status. So we were told regarding a Ptsua Daka that he himself is allowed to eat Teruma because he's a regular good Kohen. His slaves would be able to eat Teruma as an extension of him because they are owned by him. Unishehem lo yochelu. But his wife cannot eat teruma, because by definition, when she lives with him intimately, she's living with somebody that's forbidden to her. He is forbidden to live with her. And therefore, she becomes defiled, if you will, in the status of Teruma, in the status of marrying a Kohen. She lived with someone who was forbidden to her. And therefore she, even though she's still married to him, is not going to be able to eat Teruma. Said the Mishnah, V'im lo yada, if they were not intimate, Mishanasa petsua dako chrushavcha, from the time that he got this condition, she can still eat, because she has not yet lived with someone who's forbidden to her. Our Gemara is going to center on the idea that even though she is ready to live with him, she's married to him, that's what we expect to happen in this dynamic, nevertheless, until it actually happens that they're intimate, she's still allowed to eat teruma. Our Gemara wants to compare that with a Mishnah that we had also in Yevamos, Nunvav Amud Beis, 56b, towards the bottom of the page, in which we were told that a Kohen Hedyot, a regular Kohen, married a Gerusha, a divorced woman. And at that point already, even though there was no bia, no act of intimacy, the ruling of Rab Meir, the Tanakama, is lo yochlu bat teruma. They're not allowed to eat teruma already because she's mishtameres lebia pesula. She's on deck, on standby for a forbidden relationship. And that's enough to forbid her. Rabbi Lozov, Rabbi Shimon Machshirin, Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Shimon are the dissenting opinion in that Mishnah who say it didn't happen yet, and as long as it didn't happen, she can eat teruma. So we have a fascinating case where a Bas Yisrael, a regular Jewish woman, is marrying a Kohen, but because she's a divorced woman from a previous marriage, that union with the Kohen is forbidden. According to Rabbi Loz and Rabbi Shimon, if all they did was Kiddushin, no Bia, so she is married to the Kohen, but she has not yet been defiled by living with him, which is a relationship that's forbidden. And therefore, she's married to a Kohen, she has not yet been defiled, she's allowed to eat Teruma. Again, the comparison here is, in both cases, she's on standby for a bia which is forbidden to her. And in our Mishnah, by Petsua Daka, on Daf Ayin, we're saying she's allowed to continue eating truma until he's with her. Whereas on Nunvav Amid Beis, we said it's only the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon that allows a woman on standby for a bia that is forbidden to her to continue eating truma. Whereas Rabbi Meir holds, lo yochlu bat truma, you would not be allowed to eat truma because she's on standby for a forbidden relationship. Let's see our Gemara now that we've done the introduction. Petsua daka, this man with this condition, until he's intimate with his wife, she's allowed to continue eating teruma. Asks the Gemara. Man Tana, who is the opinion that Mishtaberes Labia Pesula de Oraisa Ochla, that a woman, even though she's on standby for a forbidden intimacy, is still permitted to eat teruma. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar explained, B'machlokes shenuya, this is a machlokes of the Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar v'Rabbi Shimon hi, and it follows the opinion among the Tanoim of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon. Please note that the name Elazar was the name of many rabbis. We're finding it in this very phrase, both as an Amora, as a Talmudic scholar, as well as Rabbi Elazar as a Tana from the Mishnah time period. And that's fine. I'm just pointing out the name is coming up twice in the same phrase. Two different rabbis, two different time periods. Rabbi Elazar is telling us that it follows the opinion of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who regarding a divorced woman to a Kohen, allowed her to eat upon Kiddushin, because she has not yet been intimate and has not yet been defiled with a bia that is forbidden to her. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Rabbi Yochanan argues and says, Afilu tema Rabbi Meir, I can reconcile this ruling by Petsua Daka that the woman is allowed to continue eating teruma, even with the opinion of Rabbi Meir that does not allow a woman who's marrying a Kohen to eat teruma if she was previously divorced. And the reason is, Shaini Hacha. Because over here by Petsua Daka, it makes sense to allow her to eat teruma, Shekvar Ochla, because she was already eating teruma. There's a major difference. By Petsua Daka, he acquired this ailment, so to speak, during the marriage. She's been eating teruma. You can't change her status, or it's less likely that you're going to change her status. Whereas Reb Meir was talking about a woman who was not eating teruma yet because of her husband. She's entering his home, but she's entering his home in a way that they could never consummate the marriage and allow her to eat teruma, because in the process there would have to be a bia. That's what marriage is all about uniting them. That's the intent. And by definition, that's going to defile her from eating teruma. And therefore, shekvar achla, in the case of Petsua Daka, she already ate teruma, so you leave her as such until she's actively defiled. But in the case of a woman marrying into the Kohen status, Kiddushin is supposed to lead to Nisuin, and that would defile her, and therefore she has no status, no ability to eat teruma in this relationship, and therefore she never starts, according to Reb Meir. For Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar would counter, Shekvar Ochla lo amrinon. Why would you say shekvar achla? Because a woman already ate teruma, therefore her status is elevated to an eater of teruma in and of herself. It's all an extension of her husband. De'ilo te mahachi, because if you don't agree with me that a woman has no status in and of herself to be eating teruma because she's been elevated to that status, consider this. Bas Yisrael Shanisus LeKohen. A regular Jewish woman, non-Kohen, marries a Kohen. Umeis Baila, and the husband dies. Tochal, are you going to tell me that she continues eating? Shekvar Achla, because she was already eating. So even though she has no children, she has no special rules to keep her bonded to the Kohen's family, she should just be able to walk around on her own and say, hey, they elevated me to eating teruma status, and I still have it. We don't say such a thing. The concept that a woman eats teruma is not because her status gets elevated in a permanent or semi-permanent way. It's always because she's connected with the husband. We don't say shekvar ochla just because you had a chazaka to eat until now, so you're allowed to continue eating even after the husband no longer makes you eligible to do so. For Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan counters, Hasam poka kinyane. Over there, his relationship has terminated. The Kohen died. Hacha lo poka kinyane. But over here, by the Ptsua Daka case, he has this ailment, but he still has the relationship of marriage with her. Until he actually defiles her through a forbidden relationship, through an intimacy, she remains with her status, shekvar achla, she was brought into this status, she remains married to him, she's, if we use the expression, no different than the slaves that are eating, unless someone gets defiled, unless someone gets stopped from eating, she is in the status and remains in the status of married to him, and she'll be able to eat. Whereas, in the case that we're comparing, a divorced woman marrying a Kohen, she has never been able to eat, and it's not going in that direction at all, because the minute he's intimate with her, she would by definition have been defiled, and therefore she never entered in to the status of eating teruma. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.